A new report says Christians are massively leaving post-war Bosnia-Herzegovina amid mounting discrimination and Islamization. Stefan Boss reports that the country's Catholic Church leadership discussed the dwindling number of Catholics with the European Union.
Netherlands-based advocacy and aid group Kerk in Nood, or Church in Need, has warned that many believers have left Bosnia-Herzegovina since war raged there 20 years ago. It said there are just 440,000 Catholics left in the Balkan nation, half the pre-war figure. The report came on the heels of talks between the Cardinal of Sarajevo, Vinko Pulcic, and European Council President Herman Van Rompuy about the difficulties facing Bosnia's Christians. Pulcic reportedly complained that while dozens of mosques were built in the Bosnian capital Sarajevo, no building permissions were given for Christian churches. The cardinal said he already waits 13 years on permission to build just a small church. Christian officials claim authorities have so far refused to return hundreds of nationalized church properties, despite a ruling by the European Court of Human Rights to do so. Additionally, Church in Need said tens of thousands of people, many of them Catholic Croats, have been prevented from returning home following the war. These obstacles violate the Dayton Peace Accords that ended the 1992-1995 Bosnian War, which split the nation between a Serb Republic and a Muslim Croat Federation. In published remarks, Cardinal Pulcic said that time is running out as there is a worrisome rise in radicalism. But he added that Catholics will reach out to all groups, including Muslims and Orthodox Christians. He noted that the people of Bosnia-Herzegovina were persecuted for centuries after European powers failed to support them in their struggle against the Ottoman Empire. The European Union's top official Van Rompuy said Bosnia's eventual integration into the EU was the best way forward, as it would guarantee a democratic nation based on the rule of law where human rights are respected. Yet, with ethnic tensions remaining high, Western observers have warned that it will take years before the nation can join the Nobel Peace Prize-winning Union. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.